Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight-up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to episode 45. I'm recording our introduction today in Beijing, China. I came up for a startup weekend that's going on, as well as a TechCrunch event. And I've been pretty busy lately getting shows lined up for some different topics like payment wall for merchant accounts and auditing processes in Hong Kong. Both these are from listeners' feedback. So really thanks, everybody, for giving me some great insights and ideas for shows. Also, I got a cool email from Bob Latta. He's done a lot of documentary videos, and he went with me to Hong Kong to discuss future cooperations on the video version of Global from Asia. Seems a pretty cool idea, but it seems a little bit more of a bigger thing to do. So I'm thinking about it. If you guys have some ideas, let me know. Okay, and now for this week's show, we have David Chung, the CTO of Cyberport in Hong Kong, who I met last week when I visited their amazing facility. I'm really happy he came on the show, as I feel it's a great opportunity. A lot of people that should be part of it, or should at least try, haven't yet even realized what it is and gotten involved. They're an incubator and a support service for all kinds of businesses in Hong Kong, both financial as well as in services. And David explains it much better than me. So let's just get right into it and get him on the show. Let's listen in. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another Global from Asia podcast. We are here in Cyberport, Hong Kong, in their amazing recording and production studio with their CTO, Dr. David Chung. Thank you for being here, David.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sure. So thank you so much for providing this amazing opportunity to have you on the show and in your facility. And Terry, one of your team members, took us around, and it's really beautiful. We'll put some pictures on the show notes. So do you mind introducing yourself and Cyberport to our listeners?
I'm David Chung, and I've been working in this facility for about 10 years. And before that, I always be the IT professional and has been in this field. I worked for corporate America before, and then I did my own startup. So, you know, this job has been so amazing. So I've been organized a lot of different events and also reach out to a lot of partners. So it's keep me busy here.
That's great. You have the previous experience too. So you understand a lot of startups and businesses requirements. So I think the next question is, it's a really amazing facility, and maybe you can just give a rundown of different programs available for those that want to take part of it.
Sure. I think, Cyberport has been here. We try to serve the startup companies, and be it the small and medium enterprises. And we do have a different kind of subsidy program, which run under the Entrepreneurship Center. One of these will be our incubation program, which is our signature program, has been running for a number of years. And then the other one is called Micro Fund. And we think that this program is pretty unique, because sometimes when you have your idea and you lack of funding, and sometimes you ask for your friends or parents to get some of the seed funding to get you started. So this Micro Fund is a kind of help you to lower the entry barrier. And this also has been very popular among the youngster and universities. So this program has been a growing number, and it helped us to fit into our incubation program. And besides that, we also have the collaboration program, which we help a lot of well-established company, which they already has gained traction in the local market. And but they want to reach out to different city, maybe China market, or maybe US market, or maybe European market. So our collaboration effort is really go to market to help a lot of so-called people who has been gone throughout this startup program and wants to go to second stage. So we have been using this as a launching platform. And so we have actually a number of events happening, not just Hong Kong, but outside of Hong Kong. So China is a popular place. Again, US, again, will have a number of visits and events over there. And if you are a startup, you haven't experienced Hong Kong, and we also have a new offering, which we call Smart Space, which we provide co-working space. So you don't even need to qualify. You just come here, you know, pack your bag, and you know, and just pay as you go. Like you know, you go to a hotel, and you know, we can give you a very low cost office space, and then you can kind of explore the market, understand some of your potential partner, and to learn a bit of the culture. And I think this is a great entry point for everyone who wants to experience Hong Kong or China. And then you may want to apply different subsidy scheme from the government or from Cyberport, you know. So it's very good introduction program, which we just launched recently. So in parallel to our incubation effort.
That's really great. You seem really welcoming to Western or foreign yes. companies. So I hope it's not a surprise question, but yeah, is it local, more for local companies or international foreigners? Or maybe the breakdown, or is there differences to local versus non-local people? Or
well, I think Hong Kong is a very metropolitan place, and in particular, I think Hong Kong Island, you know, matter of fact. So Cyberport is actually in the Hong Kong side of, Hong Kong Island of Hong Kong. So which naturally attract a lot of people who has many good friends, and friends refer friends. So we have been aggregate and attract around 60% of our so-called startup entrepreneurs is from overseas, and 40% are local. Then again, I think, you know, to be a Hong Konger is so easy, and to set up a business in Hong Kong, it costs you, you know, less than, $100, and then you can do it online. You don't even physically to be here. And then you can have just a $1 company, and it's so simple. And so the entry requirement for you to set up here in Hong Kong to do business is, I would say, one of the lowest in the world. So we are very, business friendly. And people are, I think, language capability, you know, they can read, write, and speak, you know, pretty good English and other different languages as well. So, yeah, so I think we are very open to attract or to facilitate different nationalities to leverage on using Hong Kong as a launching pad to the rest of Asia.
No, it's definitely true. We've a lot of shows we've done have been proving that's true. It's very easy and welcoming to do business in Hong Kong, and it's really great. So another kind of follow-up, you know, the facilities are great, and you're right in Hong Kong Island too, like you said, but I kind of know the answer, but I want you to talk about it. You don't have to actually have a facility here to get advantages of Cyberport. So maybe you can also just maybe explain how other ways you can support if they're not able or need the office space.
Sure. Yeah, I think also our incubation program are also pretty unique that we do have so-called on-site option and also off-site option. So, for example, if you like home office, because you have a computer, you have internet, so you can do business anywhere. So we don't limit yourself to has to be travel all around to come to Cyberport every day. And if you feel that you don't need an office space, you can, you know, choose other places. And then we still can do other, you know, to help you using our funding scheme, part of our incubation program. So we are very flexible, and we don't limit yourself to be physical to be here. But of course, we organize a lot of networking sessions and also seminar workshops. So still, sometime you still need to meet someone and your potential investor partner. But after that, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of follow-up on you can do it online.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that because I know that's also an option. Mm-hmm. And for the incubator program, what type of resources do you provide?
For the incubation program, we do have a very generous funding support, like $330,000 Hong Kong dollar, which we give it out. We don't own any equity, and it's a grant. It's not a loan, so that's very generous. And also the funding, it will in different category. You can use it for the hiring some student intern, as well as to hire a professional to help you to get some tax advice or maybe marketing advice, as well as if you need to do overseas promotion, you can also use our funding to help you to launch it into different markets as well. So again, the funding scheme is pretty flexible and also is on a claiming basis. And so the maximum claim is 75% of whatever you spend. So, and then the ceiling is basically $330,000. So it's your money, and it's you can manage it under this program, and you can spend it within the 2 years period. So yeah, it's your money.
Yeah, that's really great. So I think another example, we actually had some previous people on the show talk about it, is go to trade shows, mm-hmm. like overseas in the US or in China, for some, usually as long as it's relevant to their business, it's like for promoting their company, then that's something you can also support, right, for the overseas marketing.
Exactly. And
yeah, that's great. And we, you know, I have these questions, but you kind of covered it in the programs. So we talk a lot about startups on the show, and I know there's some listeners that have already established medium-sized kind of like e-commerce businesses or trading, so they're also welcome to take part in a different program? Or?
Yeah, definitely. That's why for the SME companies who may not need our so-called funding scheme support, but they still can come here, and we have a co-working space, the Smart Space offering. So once you are signed up for the Smart Space, we will give you a collaboration service for you. So for example, you want to reach out to China, to different city, we will support you. For example, we have already established ourselves in Shanghai as well as Guangzhou. So this, we have a staff, you know, who can help you to do business development as well as to help you, you know, as long as we will profile your company and then understand what your needs. For example, funding or marketing or a customer. So we'll do that for you. And so that's why we also provide this as an additional service to our incubation program.
I'm interested too. I've been learning a lot already on this interview. So the application process, how does that work? Is it open end? Is there a certain time you have to apply? Or
yeah, for the incubation program and also the microfund program, we will take entrance every 6 months. So it's like 2 times every year. And we just did the so-called the May time call for application. And then the next one will be November for this year. So every time we'll try to do it. And then the admission process and the vetting process will take about a month time. So we'll try to as efficient as possible so that people who apply for this program and can benefit very quickly. So that's why the people who already, you know, signed up for the May timeframe already move in already. So that's why, you know, we try to be as flexible and also as efficient to go through the whole so-called vetting process and then the acceptance process.
That is pretty quick. So
yeah.
So then May applicants that got accepted are already in.
Already
in. Okay. And now, just so people know, it's just the end of July when we're recording this. So the next point is the kind of companies that are currently here, what are their normal sizes or the team size, revenues, and maybe some examples?
Sure. And for Cyberport, of course, we do have anchor tenant, you know, like Microsoft, IBM, those are bigger one. And but at the same time, we have some of the local companies who has also ICT company who has also listed in the Hong Kong Stock Exchange market. So those are so-called our anchor tenant. But at the same time, as I explained, we also try to encourage startup, and that's why we have grown our co-working space as well as our entrepreneurship center. Those company typical will be like one man to 10 or 15 people. I would say those are so-called micro companies, but those are very promising because they have a certain technology and then try to enter to the market, and then they can grow very fast. So sometimes they grow outpace the original allocated space. So it's good. It's a good problem to have, and then we'll try to be flexible and then move them to different office space and then try to anticipate the growth as well. So yeah, it's that's a business. And then the good thing about, as I explained, is it's like a pay-as-you-go option so that you can just pay by monthly, and then you don't even need to spend money on the office furniture. And it just pay for the rent, and then and grow by different space. And so this is very flexible options for a lot of startup or small or medium-sized company to just focus on their business, but all their other administration or even internet bandwidth, they don't need to take care of. You know, we'll do it for them.
So that, just to get the term, I've heard it's called like the cloud offering. Yeah. Yes. And even this facility we're in today, right? You can also have access to the technology center.
Yes, everything is on demand. So
yeah.
The good thing about, for example, if you need to get your video editing or audio editing, all can be on rental basis. We have a professional service to assist you. You know, if you don't know how to do it, we even can give you referral, you know, to some of the consultant or third party companies to help to assist you using our facility to do it.
Really amazing. So actually on this Global from Asia podcast, we've interviewed Andrew from AfterShip, and yeah. he's part of your program.
Sure.
So that was definitely which was raised $1 million, right?
Yeah, very happy.
Really great. So that's one. So it's kind of into my next question. So that's definitely a success case. If you want to expand on their sure. story or other success stories that have taken part in your program.
Yeah. So, for example, AfterShip is a very typical candidate who has gone through our numbers of program, which we offer. I think AfterShip is a free guy who met each other over a startup weekend. And then they don't even know each other beforehand. And then after this weekend, they think that they should tie their hand together and then start their business. So the first thing they do is sign up for our microfund program. So they very quickly apply for our microfund program. Of course, they did well and then being accepted. And then right after that, for 6 months, they graduate our microfund program and then move on to our incubation program. And they decided to be an offsite option. So they have their own premises in Kowloon Sai, but still they have been enjoying our incubation program and has been working with us and then do overseas promotion. I still remember Andrew went with us to Silicon Valley just a year ago and then tried to explore the market over there and then try to understand the VC community and how do they work. And right after that, he met a lady who has been very helpful to be the mentor of the project and then tried to refer some of the angel to them. And then got raised some angel round. And then, of course, after the angel round, they continue to expand their business and then signed a number of partners. And then, lately, very good news that got a very high fly, VC invest in them. So I think this is very, very good track record. And then, I'm sure they are doing very well, especially, the logistic market in these days, e-commerce is very hot. With their, the Alibaba is going to list in the U.S. So I'm sure they are doing well. And then in the near future, I'm sure they may be the next IPO. Who knows,
yeah.
Right?
So far they're on that track, right?
Yes.
So if there's others, maybe you can mention too, or.
Well, I think we have a numbers of good startup companies. Who another one is called GoGoWen. I'm not sure whether you may heard of them, but like Uber for the minivan in Hong Kong and has been growing pretty fast. Within 9 months, they have already signed up 7,000 minibus who is doing a lot of pickup service for a lot of local people. And at the same time, they are going to launch it in different market already. I think they have been exploring Singapore and some other city as well. So I think today's a lot of this new latest technology using iPhone or the Android help not just to make our life easier, but now it's growing from the so-called B2C market for the consumer market to become B2B, like for the enterprise. So I can see Hong Kong has a lot of potential, especially in China as the economic development improves. So I'm sure Hong Kong can play a significant role to help China to modernize a lot of IT systems in numbers of different businesses. So yeah, I think we have a lot of promising startups who have been, used to be B2C and now moving on to a lot of enterprise.
Yeah, these are definitely some great case studies. It's another question I didn't open them up sneaking in here, but I also like to add in like a tip you would give an entrepreneur that's either in Hong Kong or considering coming here. Should they, you know, what stage should they maybe engage with you, or how would you expect, if they have a good idea, right, what would you expect them to or tell them to do to get started?
I think Hong Kong has a lot of opportunity if you are like people who has tried to, you know, have a very good creative ideas, who try to look into Hong Kong. And then I think there are a number of occasions that a lot of events you can come to join. And then I'm sure there are, from Monday to Sunday, I'm sure there are certain events you can join. And then pick the month, because coming months we have, for example, the Global Entrepreneurship Week, which is happening in November, and it's a good season to come to Hong Kong as well, because it's autumn time, and try to explore a bit of Hong Kong, at the same time join some of our startup events, chain events. And also if you are a hacker, you know, we do organize hackathon, and then try to you know, make some coding, some prototyping. And then try to come to our you know, subsequent fun pitching event, and then try to understand and try to know the partner or potential investor, and then, you know, get it going, you know. And also, you know, Cyberport, and I'm sure there are a lot of government funding which is available in the market, and then it's ready for the, you know, who are willing to try this so-called entrepreneurship journey, you know. Although it's tough, I can understand, you know, to be a startup, and I've done it before, and but I think it's a very enjoyable journey. And you know, if someone who is willing, have this passion, and then have this desire to be your own boss, right? So you can try it out.
Great advice. And then I went to one of your events, the Raising Money Silicon Valley.
Yes.
Last year. It was really amazing here in one of your main.
Yeah, those are more like the signature type of event. But at the same time, we also, every quarter, we do organize some of the so-called the pitching event. And we try to do it in the central as well, you know, try to be closer to the investor, because most of the investors are in central. So we will try to be flexible, and it's like a 200 people event, and it's very enjoyable. And then we do it in a pub, and then very casual environment, you know, you can have a drinks, or, you know, try to meet someone, and, you know, through this so-called casual chatting. And then people always talk about, you know, shall I do the sales pitch immediately? You know, I don't think so. You know, you really need to understand people before, you know, someone will invest in you. So I think this kind of ice-breaking event, you know, we'll try to organize it very regularly. So, yeah.
Great. So I'm sure there's people that want to read more and sign up and get more information, maybe reach out to you. How can they do that?
Yeah, so we do have our Facebook page as well as Twitter, and then you know, go to our website, you know, cyberport.hk, and then get more information. And then if you have any questions, you know, we're very helpful, and then we try to be the one-stop startup, you know, platform. And any questions, you know, let us know, and we will try to facilitate and help, you know, everyone to be succeed. Yeah.
Thank you so much, and that's a wrap.
Good. Thank
All right.
You.
Bye-bye. So thank you, David, for being on the show, and I really appreciate it and shedding some light about your great program at Cyberport. And also I want to thank your team members, Terry Young, the Cyberport Corporate Communications Assistant Manager, for helping me coordinate this show, getting it all together. And also, after we finished recording, Lada, who I mentioned about the video discussion, was with me that day, and he asked some other questions to David, and I want to just also bring him up today on the notes. So the incubator program, where you need to submit receipts for these pre-approved reimbursements, and then you get reimbursed upon approval. There's also the micro fund, and this is a cash grant where you can use that for growing and starting your business. And the way that works is it's a cash amount. You get 10% once you're approved, 45% after they verify everything and everything checks out, and then a 45% at the end. And the purpose of this is to show that you're progressing and developing with your startup and your technology business. Also, lot of clarified, and it was also in the back of my mind, so I did think it was worth bringing up, is about immigration for foreigners or non-local Hong Kong people. David says, you know, that's not his department. It's up to you as the entrepreneur to be able to stay in Hong Kong to take part in these programs. You know, it is, like you said, it's about 60% Westerners and 40% locals, so there's a decent amount of non-local Hong Kongese that are partaking in these benefits, but he's not personally involved, but he will help write a letter. So he will say you got accepted into this program and you can use that. We talked with Steve Barnes a couple of episodes, which is the immigration or the Hong Kong visa giza. So you can use that with your application process when you're filing or other ways, but you're basically not connected to this Cyberport to get in your immigration or your visa. And again, so that's a wrap for the show. Thanks everybody for tuning in. And there's lots of interviews and shows I have ready to go in the future. And I feel like we're getting some good traction and flow. And I also appreciate feedback and insights. That's what makes the show better. And well, that's a wrap for this week. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.